Good evening.
Good evening, Robert.
It is good to be with you again. I hope you are meditating instead of thinking. Most people like to think. It is your thoughts that keep you back from reality. There's absolutely nothing to think about. All is well forever. To attain self-realization, there's really nothing you have to do. It does not require puja. It does not require meditation, it does not require prayer. It does not require yoga. It does not require anything. For self-realization is your natural state to begin with. Therefore, there's nothing you have to do to attain it. It's simple. Yet there are three things that you should remember. One is just to be here. Two is to listen to the words with discrimination and intelligence. Three is to listen to the silence between the words, which is the highest and best teaching. When I say you just be here, this is exactly what I mean. Just be here. You are already enlightened, you already realize. There's nothing to think about, no one to see. Just be here. When you are here, the nothing of the sage becomes the nothing of you. In other words, all things dissolve. All things evaporate. By things I'm referring to thoughts, emotions, fears, doubts, superstitions. They all evaporate when you're here. There's really nothing you have to do. When you hear me speak the words, try to discriminate correctly. Try to understand what the words really mean. If you're able to discern the words and discriminate correctly, you will be awakened, liberated. And of course, the silence between the words are the most important. What is in the silence that reality exists. Reality is the silence. There's nothing else. You believe you have to go through rituals and perform spiritual disciplines, practice yoga, meditate. For whom are these things? These things are not for you, they're for your ego, for the mind. Forget about all that. Simply do not think about the past or the future. Stay centered in the now. And be yourself. There is nothing profound in the whole universe that you have to learn. There are no special classes or special meaning to words or sacred hymns. Anything else you have to remember. All you have to do is be yourself. When you are yourself, fear and doubt leave you. When you are yourself, superstition melts away. When you are yourself, you are extremely happy all the time. You have peace. You have joy. Forever. Unending. This is what we're really looking for, isn't it? We're really searching for peace and joy and happiness that has not come to an end. Yet when I tell you this is your real nature and this is what you really are, you do not quite understand this. The substratum of all existence, the source of all creation is consciousness. Consciousness is simply another word for eternal happiness, for eternal peace and joy. That is you. You are that. You never were anything else. Yet because you think, you continue to express certain emotions. You always want to take some kind of action and do things. This is what keeps you back. Desire for anything. Cover self-realization. Hide liberation. As the clouds hide the sun. A mirror cannot see itself. It only sees its reflection. Therefore, you cannot see yourself, but you see yourself in others. When you look at your world, you're seeing yourself. It is simply a reflection of you. Nothing more and nothing less. Therefore, if you're feeling love, if you're seeing peace, if you're seeing and feeling harmony, you're seeing yourself. You can only see in the world what you are, nothing else. So think for a moment. What kind of world do you see? What kind of world are you involved in? It is always you. For you are the only one that exists. No one exists but you. There's only one, and you are that. Now you ask, well, what about everybody else? How can I be the only one when I see millions of people? I see all kinds of animals, everything. How can I be the only one? Well, when you go back to the dream state, there's only one person dreaming, isn't there? And in the dream you see thousands of people. You're involved with millions of people, perhaps. You're involved with places, persons, and things. But you're having a dream, aren't you? When you wake up, they're gone, and you are yourself. Liberation is like that. Right now you believe there are many people, there are others, all kinds of things going on in this world, good and bad, right and wrong, happy and sad, rich and poor, healthy or sick. And what has happened is you become attached to these things. You are identifying with the wrong thing. You are identifying with the external dream instead of identifying with the self. Identifying with the self is like waking up from a dream. When you're having a dream, and people are getting killed in your dream, perhaps you're a soldier or a nurse or a doctor or a maid. You have all kinds of experiences. But when you awaken, it was all a dream. Such is this kind of life that you're living now. You believe this is your life and you are living an external life. You're involved in all sorts of things. You react to these things as if they were real. The greater you react to things, the greater you're pulled into Maya, into the illusion of this universe. And you get deeper involved, deeper involved, deeper involved. Until the time comes when you become tired of this whole game. You start to search, you start to look. You search within yourself. You begin to inquire. And when does the solution come? He began to inquire who's having these experiences, who's going through all of these things. And you inwardly realize you are. I am. So you inquire further, well, who am I? Who am I? Am I these experiences I'm having? Am I my work? Am I my body? Am I my mind? What am I? Where did I come from? As you inquire deeper and deeper, you will one day feel something deep within you. As an ineffable light where the whole world will be gone and you will be home free. When I say you'll be home free, I mean you will appear to be the way you are now, today, but your entire reasoning system has changed. You no longer feel yourself as being the person you are, even though people see you as the same person. You have become the mirror instead of the reflection. You are identified with the mirror or with the self. Knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that everything in this world, everything in this universe is a superimposition upon the self. It is like paper and the print on the paper. When you read a newspaper, you look at the print. You do not think of the paper which the print is on. You are concentrating on the print only, the words. Yet without the paper, there would not be any print. Don't you see? So this was the self, was reality. Reality is like the paper. The print is like the people, places, and things on the paper. Only you are the paper and you identify with the paper, you know you're the paper, and the print has nothing to do with you. Can it influence you or do anything to you? For you know without you there's no universe, there's no ink. There are no words, there are no alphabet, no alphabetical letters. You have become free. Now, why do we want to become free? Again, look at the experiences you've had in this world, good and bad, happy and sad. You're growing older all the time. There will come a time in your life when you give up the body. And you have no idea what's going on. But when you know who you are, and you realize this truth, you will know, not believe, but you will know. You were never born. You've never had any experiences. And you do not dissolve when you die, so to speak. You will understand that you are pure awareness. Effortless, choiceless, pure awareness. You are consciousness, the absolute reality, the Brahman, the ultimate reality. The I am that I am. Bliss. You will feel an ineffable bliss that is beyond description and unalloyed happiness that you can't even imagine exists. Yet all the words that I'm using will not really come into your mind because you will have no mind. There will be no words. You will just be these things that I am talking about. And you will be that forever. When you drop your body, as far as you're concerned, there never was a body to drop. A body never existed for you. But to others, they will see a body dropping. Others will see all kinds of things, human things, physical things, mental things. But you have overcome. There's no longer anything that you have to experience. You are free. Totally, absolutely free. Free in beauty. Free in love. Free in joy. Free in happiness. Total freedom. Yet you will not use these words. I'm using the words because I have to explain to you what happens. But these words are inadequate. You are God. Omnipresent. Omniscient, omnipotent. I'm not referring to the you that you feel you are right now, the human being. You never think of yourself as a human being being God. For a human being can never be God. It's impossible. But the truth about this is you're not human. You're inhuman. As you take the mind off yourself, your body and its manifestations, and you start to identify with consciousness, you do this by inquiring, who am I? What am I? Where did I come from? Yet, as I started the meeting today, I said, there's really nothing you have to do. There's really absolutely nothing you have to do. All this talking is to make you see that. It is only when you do not understand what I'm saying to you, there's nothing you have to do, but you have to practice self-inquiry. You have to practice going within. But if you can only listen to my words, when I say you are already free, there's absolutely nothing you have to do. It is effortless, choiceless. Feel this right now. Feel the nothingness which you are. By nothingness I mean there's no thing going on within you. There's nothing happening. There is no you. There is no mind. There is no body. There are no thoughts. There is nobody wanting to become enlightened. There is nobody wanting anything. Feel this. As you let go of all your thoughts that have been hounding you for years, past experiences, karma, samskaras, doesn't exist anymore for you. There is nothing. Feel that nothing. Feel free to ask questions.
I have an observation I'd like to check on. Kind of along the line of what you've been describing. It seems that everything in duality is a creation of the mind. And since the mind is unreal, all creation is unreal and of no great value. And if this is so, then my observation also is a duality. It's the creation of the mind, and it's unreal, has no value, and so that puts me right back on square one.
On the contrary, as you begin to observe and watch yourself thinking about these things, as you observe yourself doing what you just said, you will begin to realize that there is something watching you doing what you're doing, watching you reacting this way to the things you're talking about. There's something beyond that, in other words, that allows you to do what you do. That something is consciousness. It observes you reacting this way to the things you're talking about. But in reality, there's only consciousness. And you do not exist as the object of this. There's only one, which is beyond words and thoughts. There's only the one who appears to be the witness to your reaction and to the objects of your reaction. So when you get the mind thinking about consciousness by not thinking at all, by just being, everything clears up, everything is transcended, and you become totally, absolutely free. Every experience that comes to you is of the mind. Everything that comes into yourself is the mind. We want to annihilate the mind. We want to destroy the mind. The mind has to be completely annihilated, totally transmuted and destroyed. And you do this by doing nothing. Just being yourself. By spiritual discernment. By discrimination. By pondering the things I'm talking about. And if that's too easy for you, then practice self-inquiry. Inquire who thinks this way. To whom these thoughts come. Who wants to know these things? And you'll say, I do. Then inquire, who am I? What you're really saying is, what is the source of the I? What is the source of I? who has these experiences. As you inquire this way, the I will disappear, dissolve, and you will be home free. Mary, would you like to read the Yoni?
Yes,
for a Yoni who has realized the identity of his inner being. With the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He is firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Yani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him, till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Yani rests in his own essential nature, his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless, consciousness, and bliss. The following assertions made by a Yani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all-permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. Ajani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchitananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary. Is this Prasad? Oh, yes. Very good. The entire teaching of the Prasad. It's the only thing that you didn't get, you get when you eat the Prasad.
We have an entire
kitchen. We have chocolate, snaps. Something good from Trader Joe's.